Next week, Senate Democrats will try to enact one recommendation from the Iraq Study Group, and that is to withdraw combat brigades from Iraq by the end of March 2008. It's part of a broader bill that would take back the Senate's 2002 authorization of the Iraq War in favor of a new, more restrictive version. Meanwhile, in the House, a proposal by Democrat John Murtha to tie funding to troop preparedness is pretty much dead after moderate Democrats and Republicans strongly objected. Joining me now to discuss all this political news is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, how are you?
Let's talk first about the Senate plan, and that is to revoke war authorization. Can you give us some more details of that?
Well, the plan as it's been laid out, and I must tell you there have been lots of meetings about this in the Senate. The Senate's taking the clear lead here. What their plan is basically is to limit U.S. forces to protecting the borders of Iraq, making sure that there's integrity to the borders and that you don't have Iran spreading the border out and allowing various factions and other nations to somehow violate Iraq's border security. Second thing is training the police and army inside Iraq, helping with training. And finally, to fighting al-Qaeda, that when you see al-Qaeda show up in any part of Iraq, that the U.S. military would be allowed to engage in combat and try to tamp down al-Qaeda, gaining a foothold that would allow them to begin exporting terrorism.
And how much support does this proposal have?
In part, Madeline, it's gaining support because of what came before, which was an effort largely launched in the House by Jack Murtha's proposal to limit the capacity of U.S. troops to come back into the war theater if they weren't properly rested and didn't have proper equipment. That was seen as being too much micromanagement. So this is seen as a larger effort. The idea that you would adhere to the deadline set by the Iraq Study Group of March 2008. And it goes back to the idea that, gosh, you know, the war resolution initially was passed in 2002 to get rid of weapons of mass destruction and to depose Saddam Hussein, both of which have been accomplished, as Joe Biden frequently points out. So let's move on then and say exactly what is in America's national interest, and that would be border security and fighting terrorists.
And Juan, where is the White House on this? Because, Vice President Dick Cheney has made some rather inflammatory statements recently, basically saying that what the Democrats are doing is, quote unquote, validating the al-Qaeda strategy, basically giving comfort to terrorists. Now, so what is the White House saying about all this?
The White House has had a difficult week, Madeline, because of the British decision to begin withdrawing their troops. And they tried to put a very positive spin on it, as you know, and say that this was evidence of success in certain areas of Iraq. But even as they say that, the big question is, well, then why wouldn't the British allow their troops to be redeployed and put into areas such as Baghdad, where the fighting continues fiercely? So their attitude is one of saying, well, anything that puts limits on the commanders, anything that gets in our way as we try to win, and they're still using that word, Madeline, win this war against terrorists, is in essence giving up and allowing the terrorists to say that they can wait us out. Now, that's what they said in response to the March deadline for withdrawal that had been set by the Iraq Study Group. That's what they're saying now with regard to any effort to narrow or limit reauthorization of the war.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.